This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello, welcome to episode 100 of Sunday Supplement.
Don't you even know the episode?
No, and we're in your ears like a badly designed muff.
What? Oh, I see, because that would be... Or any sort of clothing, really, that isn't meant to go on the ears. In fact, the only thing we're unlike is headphones.
Earbuds rather than headphones, actually.
All right, but even headphones are kind of in your ear.
No, they're on your ear.
Well, they're kind of clung to your ear. They're like suckered on, like limp groupies.
Limp groupies.
Who are so exhausted from following you everywhere that the only thing they can do is just to suck onto you with their mouths.
That sounds fairly pleasant,
It does. Except... I don't know if you've had your ears sucked. It's not as good as, like, having other parts of you sucked.
Are we specifically talking about ear groupies still?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Well, otherwise, we could be on your penis like a rash. Like a green bacterial remnant.
Have you got a green bacterial remnant on your penis?
I do. I'm going to use some Silit Bang on it.
Silit Bang is a funny word in relation to a penis. Did you buy a Sunday newspaper with supplements in it?
I thought I'm going to splash out, right?
Splash out after a conversation about penises and Silit Bang.
It was green. It was disgusting. It was in Morrison's. You don't want to know. Anyway, I went into Morrison's. I had a look at the papers. I thought, oh, bugger it. I'm just going to get something I want to read. So I bought The Observer.
Right, I got something that I knew I could read cover to cover in 20 minutes because I got up late and we were recording early. So I bought The People.
People?
And it has a health special in it. That's fun.
Dear. That's not going to be very
bode well.
Healthful, hey?
That, it's got nothing about your algae-ridden Silit Bung penis.
Silit Bung. Oh, that's really quite nice. Did you bang the Silit and you could say, oh, that Silit is Silit Bung. When you finished with it, it's the Silit Bung.
Yeah, I was making a past tense joke and you kind of just explained it in 2 minutes.
I know. Do you know why? Because although you're sort of sleepy and haven't read your paper, I'm just tired because we lost an hour and I don't know where the hour went.
Check behind the sofa. It's always going to be there.
Oh. It's annoying. What, behind the sofa? Surely in the sofa. What do you do behind your sofa?
Hide from Daleks.
Fair enough.
Let's cut things out and keep them.
Should we explain to foreign listeners what Silit Bang actually is? Because I don't want them to be in trouble with their penises and then go on the internet to buy this wonderful, magical stuff. And
I think Silit Bang is the worldwide generic term for it.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a worldwide product like Sif.
I mean, you don't really want your toilets to bang.
Or Silit, if you're honest. I wouldn't want my toilet silited.
No, that sounds like something that would take a long time and a man with a marker pen.
But also, isn't David Silit's some sort of Tory MP? I wouldn't want that in my toilet.
To be fair, as far as I know about Tory MPs, they generally do like to bang in toilets.
Yes. So. That's a joke for any lawyers listening.
Yeah.
Here's my cut it out it keep it.
Okay.
Top alternative treatments.
Oh, God.
Right. Here we go. There's like 7 of them. And these are the top ones. These are the best ones.
Bestest.
The bestest alternative treatments. Reiki.
Oh my God.
Reiki, pronounced Reiki, is a union of 2 Japanese words, rei and ki.
And one of them means money and the other one means please.
No, apparently it means the universal life energy.
Oh God.
I really like that they've little else to say about Reiki except that it's called Reiki, it's pronounced Reiki. And it's a compounding word of rei and ki.
And basically, it is a woman waving at you.
There's nothing wrong with women waving at me. That very rarely happens, but I don't tend to want to pay for that.
Not so good if you have an actual illness, though.
No, that is true. But it's good for physical healing, emotional, mental, and spiritual imbalances.
What is a spiritual imbalance?
It's like when you've got 4 pounds of the Holy Spirit, but only 3 pounds of Jesus Christ.
No, I don't think Jesus did Reiki, did he? He was more sort of like, hey, for the next trick. He was more like Paul Daniels.
Right, okay. There's homeopathy. We all know about homeopathy. And it says there are homeopathic remedies for every eventuality. Every eventuality? What if you're raped by an elephant? What if you've got cock rot? Or what if you've got water poisoning?
What if, like, you lost a limb?
Yeah.
Would they have to give you, like, a little limb watered down for you to grow it back?
Yeah, obviously.
Or maybe millipede. That would be good, wouldn't it? You'd have essence of millipede that's obviously diluted to the point where it doesn't contain any millipede. And then you could grow several legs.
I wonder if you could have made Robocop using homeopathy. When he got all his bits blown off,
yeah,
they should have fixed him with homeopathy. I want to see a homeopathic Robocop.
Who doesn't? I've got a proper health thing.
Yeah.
Called empathy.
Empathy.
Empathy. It's basically this chap, Simon Baron Cohen, who's a professor of psychology.
Is he related to Ali G?
I think so.
Cool.
And he works at Cambridge University, but he's got this whole sort of thing. He's researching into why people are evil.
Cool.
His philosophy is, well, his philosophy, his science is basically that instead of saying that people are evil, it's good to say that they have no empathy.
Right.
And then goes and points out different personality types.
Right.
And how they have little empathy. And then he goes on to explain that actually, if we were able to train and account for empathy. But he uses Marilyn Monroe as a person who had a traumatised childhood. And he's got like bits of research where he looks at people's brains, like women who've been abused in childhood, like parts of their brain are smaller and they haven't got the connections, making their empathetic feedback. So actually it's something that's physical and you can do something about, and you can actually stop people from being psychopaths and slightly autistic and stuff. Aspergery and stuff, just through ways to treat people when their brains are developing.
That's pretty cool.
It's really cool. And then they've got a little empathy test.
Oh.
Well, I thought I got loads of empathy, right?
No, you haven't.
I have.
No, you haven't.
I'm very loving.
If I drove my car into a spike, see, that's what you do. You would giggle.
Well, it's funny. I mean, where did the spike come from?
He comes from England and he was made by Angel.
That is true. Yeah.
He wasn't, actually. He was made by Drusilla, so shut up.
Oh, yeah, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Made by Drusilla. And he also gets really angry if you sing a song, which is about... Oh, I always forget that song. And then it comes to me and I start getting angry. I want to bleach my hair.
Go on, one thing then. Am I empathetic?
Well, okay, I actually calculated mine.
Oh, go on then.
It says 0 to 32 is low. People with Asperger's or high-functioning autism score about 20. 33 to 52 is average. Most women score about 47 and most men score about 42. 52 to 63 is above average. And 64 to 80 is a empathy score is very high.
Okay.
Can you guess what I scored?
12.
Shut up, no.
13.
No, you're so mean. I actually scored 36.
So you're not even low.
Well, it goes from 0 to 32 and then 33 to 52. So I'm pretty okay. Low.
You're
and
low.
I didn't think I was that low.
Have you never met yourself?
No, I haven't met myself. And if I did, I'd avoid her. She goes on and on. It's really boring.
Let's liven up life with a game. All life can be livened up with a game.
Yeah, like Scrabble. Or Monopoly, because then you can beat your friends. When I was a kid, right, I would basically get all of the hotels and stuff. But rather than allowing my friends to go bankrupt immediately, I'd make them sell me their property in return for, like, rents and stuff, which isn't actually in the game.
And you wondered why you got a low empathy score.
But that was great, because if there's still other people in the game, I'd get their properties, which are actually worth more than the actual money. So it was brilliant, because then I'd dominate the entire board. And no, you can't go home. I don't care if your mum's here. I've got to beat you.
Anyway, this is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are from this week's Observer, one of which is from her psychopathic imagination.
I'm not psychopathic! I don't like to kill things.
I don't think that's what psychopathic means, does it?
Psychedelic.
You're not psychedelic, certainly. Anyway, and then I do whatever, and then we end.
Okay, number one. Is this an article or is this a farcical? Disco Tuck.
Disco Tuck.
Yes.
I don't understand.
It is about a group of people who go to, like, 70s discos and stuff and sell 70s sweets.
Oh, I see. That's not a pun, then.
On discotheque, it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, now I understand.
You're a fool. Number two. The Hazards of a Duke.
Nice. I don't even want to know what that's about. I just like it.
Okay, number three. Big Bumba, Try Bumba.
That was brilliant until the second half. Big Bumba is just funny on its own.
And number four, the final one. Is this an article or is this a farcical, Simon? Muller in the Middle.
Muller in the Middle. As in M-U-L-L-A-H.
Yes.
Not as in the yogurt.
Not as in the yogurt. Imagine having a yogurt called Priest. It'd be wrong. Something white and creamy in a pot. Priest.
No, stop it.
Priest Corner. Keep the children away.
They'd have flavours like Vanilla Vicar.
Or Priest Fruit Corner.
I don't think that would sell.
Oh, maybe not. I'd buy it. You wouldn't want to find that in your lunchbox.
You wouldn't want to find a priest in your lunchbox. No, you wouldn't.
But a Muller, that's good.
Right, they're all good. I like them all. But I am going to say the one I think you've made up. Oh, no, I'm going with Hazards of a Duke as the one that you have made up.
What about you, readers? Do you agree? No? Well, you're right not to. Obviously, Hazards of a Duke is in the Observer. It's in the Observer magazine. It's actually a restaurant review about the Devonshire Arms.
That's dull.
I know, but still. Which leaves us with three. Can Simon have another guess?
My second inclination would be Big Bumba.
And do you agree, readers? Of course you don't. You're a fool. This is all about how Michelle Obama and other people are filling out rave halls with this new thing where you step through hoops to try and lose your bottom.
So go on then. Just put me out of my misery.
It was Disco Tuck. Oh. Obviously I made that up. That's such a weak pun.
It's time to go wrist deep into the mailbag.
Ooh.
Is that ooh, is it? I would have thought that would be ooh.
Well, does that mean we haven't got very many letters this week? Is that what you're saying? Because we only have to go wrist deep. Because normally it's a full up to the shoulder, like a vet in a cow.
I don't know what I meant. I was just trying to sound a little bit dirty. But you've turned it into sticking your whole arm inside a bovine. You're just weird. Dear Simon, yes. I think you are a reckless and deeply sick individual. How can you advocate using beloved puppet icons as masturbatory aids? Are you seriously suggesting we should break into the Creature Workshop and violate a Muppet? Everyone knows Fraggles give better head. Down at Fraggle Rock, Fraggle my cock, more like. Tusk. And that's from Jarvis, although I don't think that's his real name.
I think Jarvis is definitely his. I think that's Jarvis Cocker.
Jarvis Cocker. Because it's a bit dirty. I don't think Jarvis Cocker listens to our
podcast.
You don't
know, he might.
I want to listen to Sunday Supplement. It doesn't work, it doesn't fit, it doesn't scan. Besides, you're not common.
What?
He wants to live with common people.
I am pretty common. It's unfortunate how common I am. I would prefer to be posher than I am. It's annoying.
I don't think you can be much posher than you are.
I can be. Oh, I've met really... I went to Oxford University on Wednesday evening and I was surrounded by men who obviously... They were basically four-year-old boys running around going, oh, goodness, they've got these new little noodle pot things and oh, you know, they were just completely sort of like, oh, where's Nanny? Where can I go now? They've been institutionalised since the age of four and they've never left, like they've never actually owned a house. They just live in institutions their entire lives and get spanked.
Right, okay.
I didn't spank anybody.
Okay, do you have a letter?
Yes, we have a letter from Jennifer Patterson, which is the only reason really I'm reading this letter out.
Jennifer Patterson is a brilliant name.
Yeah, Jennifer Patterson. It's six syllables. That's just too many, you know. That's just selfish. It's decadent is what it is. Anyway, Dear Sunday Supplement.
Says Isabel Lawrence.
Isabel Lawrence is five.
Yeah, exactly.
But six, Jennifer Patterson.
So you want an extra syllable in your name?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it should be Isabel Lawrence-y or something like
that.
No,
you could be Isabel Lawrence Smythe.
No, that's awful. Smythe is bad. Smythe sounds like you murder people in Agatha Christie. Right. Sorry to hear Izzy lost her supplement last week. A similar thing happened to me when I purchased a lady magazine promising free moisturiser testers. Inside the bag, however, was some plant grow liquid sachets, making me think that readers for a gardening magazine would end up with overly supple pansies. But I think that's more likely to be a machine malfunction rather than somebody just nicking my supplement from the bag.
Just let it go, Lawrence.
Ripping it out. It's the crime we live in. Big society, big bumper more like.
If you want to write to us, please do it. sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. It's Randomizer Skyzer. This is where we pick out random, the rubbish bits, inevitably. Go on then. I've got the people puzzles. The people puzzles, which is like the people's princess, except more enigmatic.
But isn't the princess actually a puzzle?
No, she's dead. And take it easy.
I think we'll go with take it easy.
Okay. Tristan Gemmell is on the front, and it's from page 1 to page 7, probably. 30, something like that.
Okay, I will go with page 27.
20, that was the page I was on.
Weird.
This is the telly.
Oh, no.
Five more you mustn't miss. You mustn't miss David Coulthard and Martin Brundle commentate. Don't tell me what happened. I recorded
I won't tell
it.
You what,
don't tell what me what happened in the Grand Prix.
Is Alan Prost gets really jealous and he wants to, oh, I can drive, I can do it. But he's only got a tricycle because he's just finished doing another yellow jumper runs, bikeathons. I can't remember what they're called, but he did that a lot.
Tour de France?
The Tour de Force, yes.
The Tour de Force.
He
right.
did a Tour de Force and he got on his tricycle and he actually beat Juan Pablo Montoya to the queue.
I think you've mixed up your generations.
Shut up.
What can I choose?
You can choose either the New Review, the New York Times, or the Observer magazine.
Magazine,
okay. And it is from page 1 to... Oh, piss.
Page piss, please.
hang on. Roughly page 90, I think.
All right, page 12.
Page 12. We've got number 24, A Look We Like, which is Ewan McGregor gets a dog and a cap. And it is basically, what's going on? It's a classic image reboot. Actor Ewan McGregor loses the impudent grin, leathers and the Moto Guzzi to pedal out as the quintessential gentleman.
Is this some sort of pap page in the
Observer?
Yeah,
it's a pap page and it is a picture of Ewan McGregor riding in a bicycle with a flat cap on. He's got leather gloves and he's also got a little dog in his basket. Which is the second little dog I've seen this week, because Miranda Hart also keeps a little dog in her basket when she goes for a cycle.
Right.
So it's like 1930 all over again. And also on the same page, we've got the Lust List, and that's five things we fancy this week. And one is a Jeremy Scott for Swatch. Another is...
Don't fancy that.
Reebok Easy Tone Flip.
Don't
and also
that.
Crush of the Week. Crush of the Week this week is Britney Spears.
What is it? 1996?
Yeah.
Oh, no, she probably wasn't around in
1996. No, I think it was roughly... No, it might have been 7 or 8.
Okay. Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Okay.
It's time to unzip, reach in, delve out, grab and grip the Humdog and lube it up and do all sorts of disgraceful things to it. This is where we pick the worst bits of our supplements and the people, come on. The whole thing could be a humdogger.
Your cut has and keep because alternative therapies, and that would have been a normal humdogger under any circumstances. So I want to see the massive wang that you're about to present right now.
The massive wang I am about to present right now is Tristan Gemmell and Jimmy Akingbola of Casualty and Holby City fame. And they've got questions in this double page spread interview that have been clearly written by school kids. Like, what is the best thing about being in casualty?
Regular money.
And then on the side, in a different column, they ask, what is the best thing about being in Holby?
Regular money.
And then he said, are you squeamish? And then he says, are you squeamish? And then he says, do you think you'll cope well in a medical emergency? And he says, do you think you'll cope well in a medical emergency? And then he says, has working on Holby made you more health conscious? And he says, has being on casualty made you more health conscious?
So these articles side by side?
Yes. They don't even bother to disguise the questions. Do your friends ever ask for medical advice? Do your friends ever ask for medical advice?
Is this like medical soap top trumps?
Yeah. It's not as though it's set up as top trumps. It's rubbish questions that they felt the need to ask twice. If you're an actor and your friends were asking you for medical advice, piss off. Piss off.
I don't know. I'd have fun with it. I'd just say, seal it bang. There you go.
Seal it bung. The first half of Tristram's is all about what's going on in Casualty. Like, is Kirsty in the frame for Warren's death? Is Adam in love with Kirsty? As though he's a real person. That's worse than alternative therapies.
My life as a hermit. For 5 years, this man lived a life of blissful solitude. But then Neil Ansell discovered why we can't live alone. Here he reveals why.
Why?
Because he wanted a baby. He wanted a baby. He was all alone for 5 years.
It's quite sickening, actually. He basically moved to rural Wales, and his rent, right? His rent, £100 a year.
And he lived where?
Somewhere in rural Wales. Somewhere 20 miles from nowhere. And it used to take him 3 hours to walk there. And then he had to set it all up and cut logs and burn things and that sort of stuff. But the only thing that's raised it slightly above the level of, oh, this is middle class tedium, is when he talks about everybody sort of says, you know, you're meant to go into the woods and find yourself and understand yourself. And actually, he kept a diary. And what it turned into was all this question of self-identity was only really important when he was surrounded by other people. His diary turned into, this is what I thought today and this is what I've been doing today. But then it just turned into, saw this bird, saw that bird, ooh, that bird's back. Hey. Oh, there's a frog today. Apparently, when you spend that long alone, you stop questioning and being so introspective, which kind of ruined the point of being out there, I suppose.
That actually sounds like a good article.
Shut up. It's not. It's really bad. Okay, Ewan McGregor's got a flat cap and a dog in a basket. That's news.
It's time to decide then who has the inferior supplements this week.
That's Simon.
And it's me. I win. Yeah.
He has the inferior. I have the superior. Therefore, I win. I get all your hotels and all the high scores. I've got red everywhere. You owe me money. You are bankrupt.
Because the clock's changed, it means we're doing the worst paper this week. That's why I got the people.
I don't think so, Simon.
I do.
I think the clock's changed. I think you didn't get yourself a proper paper because you woke up late. And I think you paid the price for that decision. Izzy wins.
I paid £1 for the people. That's just self-abuse.
I paid £2, I believe, for the Observer.
Never buy the people. That is the top tip from Sunday
Supplement. I've won with the people before now. I've won with it.
You could win with used toilet paper.
I could win with used toilet paper. That's because my arse is like an imprint of social mobility.
Just stop talking.
Look, because I think you could actually do that. I think somebody will. Some quack therapist is going to say, what we need you to do is just take an imprint using toilet paper of your anus.
Have you just invented buttocology?
No, buttocology. Rumpology already exists. That's where you get... No.
You're confusing alternative therapies with 1980s drama shows about barristers.
No. It's rumpology. It's what Mel Gibson's mum does.
You can't say rumpology with a straight face.
It's what Mel Gibson's mum does.
Rumpology of the Bailey. No.
No. She gets people to come around her house. She pulls down their trousers. She feels their ass and tells them that they're insecure.
You just made that up.
No, I didn't. That's what Mel Gibson's mum does that.
No, stop lying.
Not lying.
The newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was The Observer, because The People is a big pile of rumpology. If you want to write to us, please do it. SundayPodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group wall. You can Facebook. Have you seen The Social Network? See it. It's really good. You can leave a message on Twitter @SideDun, @Izzy_Lawrence, or you can leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.